It's time for On the Boardwalk's Artist Showcase, getting the answers straight from the beach music superstars.
And this week's Artist Showcase, I need to turn that off. And this week's Artist Showcase is the one, the only, Miss Deb Brown. And Deb, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I love that intro. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry. The thing caught and kept playing. But it's your first time on the show. So pumped to have you on. And I want to let my listeners know that, look, she's been doing a lot of great stuff here lately. I just played that one, Dancing. We're going to do In My Dreams later on. The brand new one she has, Stop Messing With My Man. So much great stuff going on. But what we want to know before we really get into that stuff is, how did you get into beach music? How did you come onto the scene over in North Myrtle Beach?
Well, I have a good friend, Figgy Newton, who loves Gary Louder and Smokin' Hot, and she got me interested in them as a group, and I started going to church where the same place where Gary Louder is, and just got very interested through him. And then he opened Sand City Productions, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, so Gary Louder was the one that basically brought you in. Cool deal. I know you I know you live in the Myrtle Beach area now. Are you from there, or how did you get over into North Myrtle Beach area?
I'm originally from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and then went to NC State. Go Wolfpack.
Go Pack. I didn't know that. Go Pack. Yes. I'm a huge NC State fan.
I hope I just didn't offend anybody.
I don't look. Hey, they get offended by me all the time. I'm one of the biggest NC State fans you ever meet.
Yeah. And when I graduated from State, I just stayed in Raleigh, and then I met my husband, had my family there, and my husband's a big fisherman, so he started fishing a lot here in North Myrtle Beach in the Little River area. So we bought a place down here, and now we love it so much we're going to call that home forever. So
that is awesome. So Has music always been a passion for you? Have you always really done music? Or is this something that's kind of new and really building?
I've always done music, as far as I started playing the piano in the third grade, and then at 14, the organ in church. And most of my music was in churches and leading worship in churches and helping when my children were little, keeping them in the praise bands and that kind of thing. And then I met a guy named Mark Liberto, and we started singing around Raleigh with a little duo we did. And then I had breast cancer, as a lot of the listeners probably know already, and that kind of put all my music on hold. But now the Lord healed me, and I'm back, and I started writing for the first time 2.5 years ago. And now I'm passionate about writing.
Right. And so a lot of your music is originals, right?
Yes, all but one. And I don't know if you... Did you play my Here Comes Amazon song?
Yes. I played that at Christmas. I did. I had Tim sitting on around the Christmas time. I was going to mention Tim later on, but we'll go ahead and mention him now. But Tim, who I know works with you a lot, and we had set up the interview, and I was like, what do you want to do? He said, well, we got to talk about one thing. He said, Deb's got something out called Here Comes Amazon. You got to hear this. So he sent it to me, and I was like, man, we're going to play that on the air. And exactly what we did.
Oh, I love it. I think I got some national airplay on that one. But that was a fun, fun song. I wrote it 2 years ago, and thankfully did not put it out then, because the COVID verse is my favorite one.
Yeah, right? My wife loved it. She thought it was hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
But so, you know, it's kind of wild. You're writing all this new music, but you just started doing that, and these songs are so well written. I mean, it's just...
Well, thank you. I mean, thank you. I
was going to say, you've now even gotten into the video, business.
Oh, I love that. That's really, the songwriting and the music video, they're just both so much fun. I love the video part, too.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about Stop Messing With My Man's video after we play the song, but, you know, you've had more than just that music video. Like you said, it's a fun part you like to do. Do you have a production team to go? Because the production on these videos are amazing. They're really, really good.
Yes, Tony Murnaham and Amy Karpinski of Strong Tone Media out of Fayetteville. I saw the video by Living the Salt Life by Mark McKinney and Company. I saw that on YouTube, and I thought, that is an awesome video. So I did my research and found that it was done in Fayetteville, which is my hometown. So I contacted Tony and got him to do my song In My Dreams, and I was so happy with that I thought, just stop messing with my man. I called him again, and they're just awesome. I cannot say enough good things about them.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people on during this pandemic. I used to do these interviews, and I stopped them for a while, and I brought them back after the pandemic started just to get people to be able to hear the artist. And I say this with everybody, and in a weird way, it's true, is that the only good thing really to come out of the pandemic is all the brand new music that's come out. And you've been busy with a lot of that stuff. And now you have Stop Messing With My Man. Before we play it, tell us a little bit about how long did it take you to write it? Did somebody really go up and mess with your husband? I mean, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, the song came about because I was at a function and a lady was working the room. The whole song did happen, but she did not quite get to my man because that's why I wrote the song. The next morning, I was thinking about her and thinking about all that went on the night before. And then I said, good thing she didn't head my way, or I'd have said, don't you go messing with my man. He's my baby. And it just like clicked right there in the shower washing my hair. That would be a good song. So that one came together pretty quickly.
How long did it take you to write
story. It? That one didn't take long. That one was, I think, by the time I got through blow-drying my hair that day, that one was done.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. You know, we haven't played it on our show yet. It just got released this past Sunday. And, and you, like I said, I watched that video. You guys, you and Eric, our buddy Eric Bowman, Gary, Tim, the whole thing was just top-notch. Where did y'all do that at? That was in North Myrtle, but where was that held at?
We filmed it and also premiered it at the Officers Club right here in Little River, South Carolina. And Rosie and John are sort of where I got my start performing down here. And she allowed us to do it, and he did in the club. And, oh, it was so much fun. And you got to see the beautiful backdrop, how she has all the boats. They're right on the Myrtle Beach Yacht Club. And it was just a beautiful backdrop for the premiere, and for the club was great for the video. And all those people are my friends, my good friends and neighbors. So it was just, we had a ball.
You could tell you guys were having fun. It really, really could. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play it. We're going to play this for the first time on this show. And yay! Like I said, just came out this past Sunday. Deb's going to hang out with us. She's going to come back after the song and talk to us a little bit more. But here is Stop Messing With My Man from
yay!
Deb Brown. And Deb, hang on line for me.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the dazzling Brian West Jewelers in Kinston studio, this is WNCT-AM Greenville, WELS-FM Kinston, WAVQ-AM Jacksonville, WYKS-HD2, W239-BC Greenville, W290-CB Winterville, W266-AV Jacksonville, W238-CF Jacksonville. All that legal mess adds up to one great radio station, BeachBoogieAndBlues.com.
All right, guys, you're in the middle of the Artist Showcase, sponsored by Tammy Harris Farm Bureau Insurance, and we still have Miss Deb Browning on the line. Deb, what a song. What a song that is.
Thank you.
I really, really enjoy that. It's got a great hook. It's got a fun beat to it. I think the Shaggers will like it. But I will say, if you don't watch it with the music video, which I just played the MP3 right there, I've seen the music video. You really didn't let that poor girl mess with your man. I'll tell you that. Pulling right by the hair and everything.
When he told me to go up there and pull her hair, I was like, do what?
Well, tell us a little bit about that, too. You know, we mentioned just briefly about the music video, but you actually hired an actress to play that part, correct?
We did. Tony, as I mentioned earlier, Strongtone Media, put out a casting call, and she was one of the ones that answered, and he knew her from some photography he had done with her, and he immediately said, yes, you're the one. She sent some pictures, and if you've seen any of her pictures or seen the video, she did an awesome job.
Yeah, she really did. And you had some other people we recognized in that video, too. I saw Dan Thomas. I saw Gary.
Yes.
I saw Dan's son, Wyatt. I think Steve mm-hmm. was in that. You had all kinds of great people in that video.
Keith Stone was in it, and L.D.
Yeah,
Worley.
I saw Keith,
yeah.
That's right. I saw Keith, yeah. And I think was Mac Barnhill in it, too, I believe?
Yeah.
You
and
had a little
our bartender, Greg Smith, and Bounce the Pieces by Dancers. We just had such a good cast. It was just so much fun.
Well, it's absolutely blowing up, and it's a great song. Like I said, I've been seeing it shared all over Facebook. But I did want to, you know, with the pandemic stuff, hopefully starting to lift a little bit, and it's starting to pick up some here in North Carolina, but I know you're in South Carolina. Y'all have been a little bit more, I guess, not tied down, per se. Are you got any places you're going to be playing at soon? People can go check you out, watch you live?
Yes, we've got a busy couple of weeks coming up here. We're at the World of Beer this coming Saturday night, 6 to 9.
The World of Beer?
World of Beer.
And I go to Myrtle Beach all the time, and I don't know about the World of Beer. I got to find that
place. It's new here. We love it. Are you familiar with the shopping center in North Myrtle that has the Publix?
Yes, I do know where that's
at. Okay, it's in there, right beside Mission Barbecue.
The main question, do they have natural light? And if my listeners will understand why I asked that question.
Well, you know, I don't drink natural light, so I'm not sure. But
come on, Deb. You had me at State Fan. You had me at State Fan. You lost me at not drinking natural light.
If you go in there, you will not believe all the different beers they do have.
When will you be there?
I'm sure they have that. This coming Saturday night, 6-9. Not tonight, but next Saturday.
So 1 week
March
from today?
13th.
All right, what else you got coming up this month?
And then a week from that, Bowie's on the Boulevard. Have you ever been to Bowie's on the Boulevard? That's
oh,
fun.
Yeah. They got a big bar crawl coming up, too, I believe, for St. Patty's
they
Day.
They do. And then the Friday night after that, on March 26th, we're at the American Legion. And then we're playing a new one. We've never played the Marina Bar and Grill. That's Tuesday, March the 30th. So I'm excited about that up at Barefoot Landing.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Marina Bar quite a few times with Rob Harwell over there.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then our debut at Decker's is Thursday, April the 1st.
And we love Scott Beasley now. Scott and Amy is awesome.
Yeah, but everybody can keep up with my schedule. I'm pretty religious about keeping it updated on my website, devbrowningmusic.com. And just go under events, and I'm really good about, because my husband, he says, where are you going to be next? I said, go to my website.
Also, tell them how they can look up that music video as well, and all the rest of your music videos, but especially this new one.
Really, if you just Google Deb Browning, it'll come up. But for sure, YouTube, Deb Browning, Stop Messing With My Man, and it'll come right up.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Deb, I appreciate you so much for coming on your first time. I hope you enjoyed it.
I appreciate you. You are a wonderful interview. I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you so much for that. And, you know, you got another song. Before we let you go, you got another song that's actually starting to hit these charts. And it's getting close to my top five. I'm going to tell you that right now. But it's In My Dreams. Tell us a little bit about that song before I play it, before I let you go.
Oh, I love that one, too. And I have a video on that one also. You can go to DebBrowningMusic.com and see that, or YouTube. And, yeah, I love that one. That one was just me in that video, so it's not quite as interesting or funny, but Tony did a great job on that one also, and I wrote that one. That was an original. I wrote that one about my hubby, too. He was in my dreams.
Well, that's awesome. Was that done at Sand City, I believe?
Yes, that was. It sure was. And I think my husband's ready for me to quit writing about him. So I'm going to have to move on to new material.
There you go. There you go. Maybe you can make a song about the world of beer. You call it the world of
beer.
There
you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, go Pack.
That's right. Go Pack. Deb, thank you once again so much for coming on.
We're
going to get In My Dreams on. And like I said, hang on the line for me. Everybody else, make sure you go check out Deb's stuff, DebBrowningMusic.com. Check out where she's going to be. Check out all of her great music, and also check out these great music videos. Deb, once again, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.